Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Good news out of Syria gives hope, but also puts out a call to prayer for Christians who are still in danger. Then, the Lighthouse combats inhalant abuse with biblical principles for addiction recovery. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few moments. But first, it's time to celebrate one church attack that didn't happen. Syria's government says it thwarted a recent bombing attempt on a Catholic church in the city of Tartus. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
they don't say exactly when. They don't say a lot about the people who were captured, other than the fact that they identify them as loyalists to former President Bashar al-Assad, so the previous government.
Even with unanswered questions, the report is worth celebrating, but Syria's bigger picture remains grim. Christians, Druze, and Alawite minorities have endured multiple attacks in recent months.
If you are a Christian in Syria right now, you are understandably nervous because while the government has said all the right things about protecting religious minorities, it is not clear that they are committed, when push comes to shove, to make that a reality.
Christian converts from Islam are even more vulnerable than traditional Catholic or Orthodox Christian communities.
Those people, in the eyes of the government, do not have protection. They don't even talk about protecting them.
Praise God for answering prayers to protect this church and ask Him for continued protection. Pray for international leaders to keep Syria's government accountable to uphold religious freedom. Next, boiled weeds and wild plants became survival food for many Sudanese. Greg Kelly from Unknown Nations tells us,
there are literally millions of people that are living on the threshold of starvation.
The weakest, women, children, and those unable to provide for themselves suffer the most.
And in this case, in Sudan, it's nearly 50% of the country is utterly dependent upon foreign aid of some kind, whether it's through the UN or through NGOs.
Yet many in desperate need remain unreachable.
There are cities that have been surrounded for over a year now, and cities with like 300,000 people in them, you can't penetrate, you can't get into them because they're surrounded by militia groups.
This creates an urgent need for the global community to unite in prayer and strategic action for the Sudanese.
See, the church needs to look at these kind of opportunities as a situation where the suffering is present, but we can respond with a cup of cold water, with a hand of help, and minister to them in the name of Jesus.
Lift up in prayer the strategic work of ministries serving Sudanese in conflict zones. Pray also for the 1% of local believers to persevere in faith and bring hope to others. You can find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And finally, summer fair season is coming to a close in the United States. The iconic Ferris wheel will always hold memories for parents in a small Midwest town, but not in the way you might expect. Brandon Barrow with The Lighthouse says,
this kid was huffing spray paint while he was driving, passed out, and wrecked his car into one of those Ferris wheels, and somehow impaled himself in the process.
Referred to as huffing, dusting, or chroming, inhalant abuse is popular among teenagers because it's affordable and accessible. Deaths usually occur from cardiac arrest, a lack of oxygen to the brain, or accidents that happen while intoxicated, such as car wrecks or falls.
Inhalants cut off oxygen to the brain. It can damage the way you think for life, but also it can cause heart problems and damage to your organs.
Thankfully, the signs of inhalant abuse are hard to hide.
Something I think parents can look for is stumbling around like they're drunk, or a chemical breath odor, paint stains on your face, red eyes, slurred speech, a dazed mentality.
Lighthouse offers a biblical approach to addiction recovery.
We can always use prayer. We're dealing with some really dark things when it comes to drugs and alcohol and other addictions. You're looking for things to disappear out from under your cabinet, things with a high odor.
We'll connect you to the ministry at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.